Now, the Central Council of the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO, has adopted a plan to follow up on the attempts to join 60 UN bodies and international agreements. The Council stressed the need for the Palestinian leadership to continue membership of UN agencies and international conventions under the plan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had earlier this month threatened to take unilateral action against the Palestinians after acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas signed over a dozen international conventions. The move, which paves the way for Palestinians to gain statehood at the UN, came after Israel refused to release a group of Palestinian prisoners. U.S. brokered talks between the Palestinian Authority and Israel have been on the verge of collapse since Tel Aviv refused to release the prisoners as agreed before. Let's speak to Paulo Rudi. He's with the Free Palestine Movement, and he joins us via Skype from Berkeley. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Rudi. Now, why do you think Israel is so opposed for the Palestinian Authority to join these UN and international agreements, specifically considering that Israel claims to be dedicated to the two-state solution and to the so-called peace talks?
Well, Israel is dedicated to the elimination of everything Palestinian. So the idea of a Palestinian entity belonging to United Nations organizations is not part of its plan. And this is, in effect, a form of resistance, you could say, on the part of the Palestinians coming from an entity from which we're not very accustomed to seeing resistance. But clearly, this is what's happening. Israel sees no benefit in the Palestinians having more standing in other bodies and with other nations, and it doesn't like a kind of strength growing for Palestinians, even if it's only diplomatic strength.
Well, speaking of this diplomatic strength, what does it do for the Palestinians, though? There are many who say that international bodies like the UN have failed Palestinians time and again, and they are in the pockets of the U.S.
There is no question about that, and there's no assurance that this will bring any benefits, but it does open the possibility of what has sometimes been called lawfare, that is, the use of law for the purpose of curbing the excesses of rogue nations like Israel and holding them accountable. Israel has had very little accountability in international circles, and this might be an opportunity to get some accountability, which will allow nations that might be sitting on the fence or that might otherwise not be motivated to take actions against Israel, such as sanctions and so forth. Maybe it'll give them just the edge necessary to do that.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. That was Paulo Rudi with the Free Palestine Movement joining us from Berkeley via Skype. Mr. Rudi, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.